January 15th, your spiritual workshop for January, Morality and You. In this rapidly changing world, is your morality changing too? Here's a four-part exercise that might prove revealing and useful. Make a moral inventory. Begin by asking yourself, with grim honesty, whether your moral standards are higher or lower than they were 5 years ago. Do you now condone things on the grounds of sophistication or the so-called new morality that you condemned before? Take your job, for example. You probably wouldn't dream of stealing merchandise, but do you ever steal time, pad an expense account? What about your marriage? Are there areas in your life or even in your thoughts where you deceive your partner? Do you always tell your children the truth? Do you set up standards for children that you refuse to meet yourself? Be tough with yourself and your answers and ratings. Seek a moral yardstick. Trying to make all moral decisions by your own rules is like going into unknown territory without a map. The Ten Commandments, found in Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17, and the Golden Rule, in Luke 6, verse 31, are two solid guides. Many people I know would never make a decision without asking the question, what would Jesus do? One man told me, Riley, that he checks on the rightness of a given action by visualizing it as being reported in black headlines in the next day's newspaper. If he winces at this prospect, he reviews the situation. Try thought control. All actions, good or bad, start with a thought. If you can block the thought that leads to an immoral deed, you will block the deed itself, because you break the chain of cause and effect. I have counseled many married men who have messed up their lives through adultery. I didn't really want to get involved, one traveling man told me wretchedly. But with the books and films today, well, my thoughts began centering more and more on sex. Then I met this woman and, well, you know what happened. My wife left me. This unhappy individual was a victim of his own bad thinking. First, he let his thought patterns wallow in lust. Then, after the deed followed, he wrongly concluded that since there was so much adultery in the world, his wife would somehow understand. Take time today to check over your thought patterns. Select at least 5 strong Bible passages that will be good thought conditioners. For example, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me, from Philippians 4, verse 13. Decide to speak out. Decide today that you will not only take a stand against immorality, but to speak out for morality. Too many of us miss opportunities to applaud moral courage when we see it in our family or friends, or read of it in the lives of strangers. Study the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12, to see how Jesus spoke out for the virtues of people. Make a list of 10 people close to you. Opposite each name, write his or her strongest virtue. Then align yourself in some way with this virtue and what you say to each of these 10 people in the days ahead. Write a complimentary letter to individuals who have demonstrated moral strength. If you keep at it, you will not only lift your own moral standards, but also help others to do so. As you review the 4 points above, keep in mind this point. If we reject immorality as unworthy and destructive, if we choose goodness not only for its own sake, but also because of the power that it gives us, we shall no longer be a part of the world's disease, but a part of its cure.